So can you outline the updates to the recently published guidelines?
Absolutely. So most of the advice that's just been published was actually already released in 2016. And since then, there's just been a few minor updates to the guidelines around mostly some of the strategies that parents might like to use to introduce foods to their infants. So essentially, the main points of the guidelines are that they recommend all infants be introduced to solid foods at around 6 months of age, and that potentially allergenic foods like egg and peanuts should be introduced before the child's 12 months old.
Wow. So how do these measures work in terms of preventing allergies?
So there's some really good research in the UK that basically looked at children who had very severe eczema or who had egg allergy. So these are kids who we know are at high risk of developing peanut allergy. And what they found was that if they started the children eating peanut before they were a year old and they continued eating peanut regularly, they were much less likely to become peanut allergic than children who avoided peanut until they were five. So it looks like if you introduce peanut early and you keep giving it regularly, a child's more likely to become tolerant rather than allergic.
Wow. So you mentioned peanut. What are the other foods and allergens that this can affect?
So there's lots of foods that can cause allergies, but there's eight that are considered really the most common. So they are peanut, as we've already mentioned, egg, cow's milk, tree nuts, sesame seeds, wheat, and fish and shellfish. And so we think the same thing is probably true for all foods, and certainly the guidelines recommend introducing a whole variety of foods, including all of those potentially allergenic foods in the first year of life. But the evidence that it's protective is really the best for peanut and to a lesser extent for egg. For the other foods, it's mainly based on we think the mechanism should be the same for all foods, but we know for peanut and egg specifically that it's very protective to introduce earlier.
Mm. And how can parents introduce these into a child's diet safely?
So the best thing to do if you want really detailed guidelines is to look at the ASCIA website, because they've got really, really good step-by-step advice for all sorts of situations. So for scenarios where you might have another child who already has a food allergy, or for a child who might be at high risk of developing a food allergy. But basically, the advice is to start introducing very slowly. So the first time you try a food, if you're particularly worried, you can give a very small smear of smooth peanut butter, for example, inside the child's lip, because we know that the lower the dose is, the less likely the child is to have a reaction, or if a reaction occurs, it's very, very likely to be a mild one. After that, if the child's fine with their first dose, you can give a little bit more the next day, so a quarter of a teaspoon of smooth peanut butter, for example, mixed into foods that they're already eating, like apple puree works very well. And then after that, if they're okay with that, increase it again and then just introduce it regularly, incorporate it regularly into the diet, ideally two or three times a week.
Mm. So how do we know when a child is at higher risk of developing a food allergy?
That's a very good question. So there's really two main things. One is that if a child has very severe eczema, particularly eczema that starts in the first few months of life, then they're more likely to go on to develop a food allergy. Often these kids are already under the care of a dermatologist and they might be referred to an allergist if necessary. So often you can get quite specific medical advice from your doctor that you're already seeing. The other people who are at higher risk of developing an allergy to peanut, for example, are children who've already reacted to another food. So if a child has an egg allergy, they're more likely to also be allergic to peanut. And again, because they've already got a food allergy, often you're already seeing someone, whether that's a GP or an allergist, and they can help you with how to introduce these allergenic foods safely.
Mm. So what do we know about the diets of pregnant mothers in regards to preventing allergies?
That's a really interesting question, because I guess the answer is we don't really know very much at the moment. So what we do know is that avoiding foods like egg and peanut doesn't really prevent food allergy, but we don't know whether we should be advising mums to eat lots of this food and whether, in fact, that might be protective. So there's some research that's going on at the moment all across Australia that's recruiting pregnant mums and giving them either a high egg and peanut diet or a low egg and peanut diet to see whether there's any difference in the risk that their child develops a food allergy later on. So we'll have more answers probably in about 5 years. But at the moment, what we know is there's no point in avoiding, and mums should just aim to eat a healthy, normal diet.
Rightio. Well, I'll keep my ear open in 5 years' time. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, Jennifer.
Thanks, Alex.